Most absentee ballots that should be available aren't. There are exceptions. West Bend, for instance, mailed out more than 400 absentee ballots to those who want to vote before November 2nd. A lot of other communities, however, are delayed a couple of days. Dane County Clerk Joe Parisi says printers turned out ballots all weekend, but absentee voters won't get them until later this week.
Everything still should be okay timing-wise, although it does make it tighter for folks who live abroad and people who are serving in the military.
Republicans have traditionally had an edge over Democrats when it comes to getting members of the military to vote absentee, but Democrats are hoping frustration over long combat missions and resulting financial strain will help reduce the Republican advantage. Both political parties have been trying to get people to vote early. In Wisconsin, you don't need a reason. Convenience is enough. State Elections Board Director Kevin Kennedy says absentee ballots usually are 6% of total votes cast, but he expects many more this election.
I would not be surprised to see us get close to 10% simply because of just the vast amount of interest that's being shown in this election and the fact that people want to ensure that they can participate.
Kennedy says those who do participate may sometimes feel pressure to vote a particular way by military brass or family members. Absentee ballots require a witness to confirm the voter's identity. That witness is not supposed to observe what choice the voter makes, but Kennedy says sometimes that happens. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.